Drage poslušalke in drage poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radio SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Prav upam, da uživate v poslušanju, še posebej danes, ko imamo našo Katarino, ki vodi našo slovensko oddajo. Na telefonu imam dolgoletno predsednico slovenskega društva Melbourne, to je Julia Čampel. Za vse tiste, ki morda ne vedo, da je ona že več let predsednica, in minulo nedeljo 30. julija so imeli letni občini zbor in volitev novega upravnega odbora. Zato sem jo povabil, da nam nekaj več spregovori o tem in nasplošno, kaj se dogaja v slovenskem društvu Melbourne, saj je ponovno bila tudi izvoljena kot predsednica za to leto. Julia, dobar dan v naši slovenski oddaji. Welcome to our program. You're a regular guest and we congratulate you for yet again being elected as the president of the Slovenian Association Melbourne for this year.
Thank you, and hello to your listeners. Yes, thank you so much, and thanks to the members who have elected me yet again for believing in myself and the team, because I'm very, very, very lucky. You know, it's all about the teamwork and a great privilege that the members believe in us. So it's really, really great.
Perhaps the old adage, Julia, is if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I think so, and you know, there's a few new things coming on board, so because our priority, as always, is to ensure that the club continues and we do things for the members, because of the members that own the club, and being second generation, these things are a great part of my life, and I want to treasure. I treasure it dearly, as much as the first generation that built the place. So, you know, it's a great privilege to continue that and so forth. So I'm very lucky that I've still got on board Francis Johnson or Ulbus as vice president. I'm the treasurer still. Lily Conlon is secretary. And then we've got general members as David Markich, Greta Prosnick, Rudy Vizentine, Jessica Side, Shannon Trinick, Helen Trinick, continued on. And one of our eight outgoing members, but I'll see if you come back in, is Arlis Tornia. So I thank him for being in the committee in the past year.
Often we hear people lamenting the fact that there's not enough involvement from the second and third generation Australian Slovenians. However, the names you've mentioned, pretty much everyone is born here. So what's going on?
I can certainly say that the committee, the club, is in our heart. And we care dearly for the place and have a respect for the first generation that built the place. And, you know, we want that to continue because we're the second generation, but we've got third and fourth generation in the community, not only our club, you know, in the wider community. So the thing is to keep our treasure going so that the future generations can enjoy it. So it may not be in the same way that the first generation enjoyed it, but it's still there because I know that the third generation who are now in their teens, a lot of them, they're happy to brag, for want of a better word, and I will say it with pride, that, hey, look at what we've got. You know, look at what our parents, our grandparents built, and we've got a place that we can call our own and so forth.
Julie, what's planned over the coming months and over the next 12 months?
The committee have been concentrating in the past year to try and guarantee the stability of the club from a financial point of view and also the fact that it's still there. Because as you can appreciate, we've got a big property that we have to look after. And so we need to help build, you know, to ensure that the club is still there for the future generations. We've gone into a new exciting venture with a gentleman named Shane Wilmot, who's got a lot of expertise in catering. And for those of you who were at SDM for our 60th anniversary, he catered for our Saturday night event, formal event, and, you know, the food was beautiful and so forth. So we've just announced to our members that we've gone into an agreement with him for a trial period. The club is there. We will be having club events still, but then he'll be showcasing the club to the broader community, not only the Slovene community, but to the broader community under the name of Altham Hilltop Event Centre. So he's his goal is to, because he loves the place as much as we do, and he wants to use that, you know, for people to have weddings or art exhibitions and so forth. So, and that's quite exciting because, you know, we use the club only so much during the year. So now the place is going to be shared and will be loved by many, many more people. So that's a great thing.
Promoted to the wider Australian community, this beautiful part of the world up there on the hill, Nahribu.
That
Slovenians built because it looks like Slovenia.
Exactly. Because Shane is very keen and he respects the club's history. He respects the members. He doesn't want to come in and change it. You know, he wants to keep the Slovenian feel. He's going, you know, we're going to work really well together because when we have our own events, you know, we'll still have the Slovenian feel. If we want, you know, as far as food-wise and so forth, I'm looking forward to this new adventure where he comes on board. He'll showcase the club, share the Slovenian culture, keep it the same, pretty much the same as it is. And he's just going to say, look at this beautiful place. Come and have your event up here. And that will help us sustain the future direction of the club. And we can have club functions with less worry about things and, you know, less work. But I'm still very grateful for the team, the many teams and people that have helped us in the past. Doesn't mean that they go away. In fact, I want them to come up and enjoy themselves, you know. It is, for all clubs, it is getting a little bit harder to do stuff, but this will be a great opportunity. So I invite all members and the broader Slovenian community to come up and have a look. Shane's holding an open day on the 20th of August between 12 and 4 p.m. It's on a Sunday. It'll be like a high tea. He, because one of his permanent functions will be on the first Sunday of every month. He'll be holding a high tea, which is open to everyone. But this one on the 20th of August is open to our members and the Slovenian community. Come up, have a look, you know, enjoy some of his food. It'll be like a high tea, a sample of what he wants to, you know, do with the place. And he'll be happy to chat to anyone. And it'll be just a great opportunity. Obviously, there will be many opportunities later, but that will be the first one where, you know, you can do that meet and greet with him. But obviously, the week before, we've got our Domaća Kolina lunch on the 13th of August. So people that have made some wine or sausages, you're welcome to bring them up because we have a bit of a taste test going on, which is a nice afternoon. And, of course, we're providing lunch. So if anyone would like to book lunch, just give me a call when you can, and we'll need those bookings soon. With Shane coming on, it'll be a good thing. But as I said, I'm very grateful to the people who have helped us in the past in any way, particularly in the kitchen in recent times of Milka, Christensen and Palma Aschenberger. And there's a lot of guys that help out. As you know, we're on that hill and they've got to cut the grass, and there's a few people that have been very regular in maintaining the property. I can't name everyone all the time because it gets a bit much, but I just wanted to say a big thank you to these people. The workload hopefully will be lessened for them, and then they'll come up, you know, enjoy themselves.
Julia, everything sounds very positive. Some people may even criticise those changes because, of course, they perhaps aren't used to change. Change is inevitable, as we all know. And it's either we embrace the changes or we see the community die, and we certainly don't want the latter.
No, and that's why perhaps, you know, 10 years back or something like that, it wasn't the right time. Now is the right time. We have to do this change, but I'm very excited because working with Shane, what I'm really happy about is he doesn't want to come in and change the way we are as such. He wants to work with us, and he wants to then, as I said, share the place. And that's a good thing because sometimes you might come across someone and they're like, oh, yeah, I just want to do my own thing. But he doesn't want to do that. He wants to work with us. And it's really good because, you know, you know, that we've got people that come up during the week, like our hunters and bowlers, and they can still come up and do their own thing. And, you know, it's all about communication and working together. He's just an additional part of our team, and that is a brilliant thing. That's what I'm so excited about.
You've even got the setup there. You can run two separate functions at the one time, one upstairs, one downstairs.
Exactly. And you know, he's, and like all the ideas that we've had, so, you know, which we're all volunteers and so forth, and we all got full-time jobs and so forth. So, you know, the fact that he can come in, like this is the concept of someone coming in to manage or run the place is not new, but you're trying to get the best fit as well. So the fact that he's come in, you know, he's taking on board, he's got all his own ideas, even stuff that we've talked about. But, you know, things like, as you said, you know, you've got things going. You can have conferences, like businesses come in and do team building exercises, or they need to get away and have an AGM. You know, here's a place, or schools, like a lot of the places might hire the place, but now we've got an opportunity. Well, you know, here's someone in here that can do the full, organise the whole thing for you, you know, from setting up the place to catering, because, you know, you're talking about schools with graduations, or, you know, sports clubs that are having presentation nights, all sorts of things. The place is so flexible, even art exhibitions, like we've had them in the past, but now we can go to, you know, he's someone that can go to the broader community and say, look, I've got this plate, you know, this blank canvas, you can come up and use it to do displays and so forth. So the opportunities are endless, and, you know, the fact that the club can still operate and offer the same functions or even new functions, events, to the members is what I'm looking forward to as well. And I hope everyone gets behind it, whether it's our members or the community abroad, that everyone gets behind it and, you know, come up and, you know, enjoy. You've got high teas coming up every first Sunday of the month. And then if you need somewhere where to go, you know, to organise something, you know, talk to Shane and he'll accommodate, even if it's during the week or so forth. And one himself or a team member will be there between Tuesday and Saturday, I think it was. So, you know, they'll be there, and if, or by appointment, you can come up, have a look, talk to him about something. And everyone that's been to the club, they know the layout. It's pretty flexible. That's one of the things I love about the hall, because you've got the parquetry floors, it's a clean canvas, you do whatever you want with it. Downstairs, you know, similar thing. You move furniture around, you make what you want to do with it. It's not set in concrete, so to speak. With the committee, our promise to the members is that, yes, the change is that Shane will be there, but as far as what we do and the food that we give, we will make every endeavour to make sure there's no big changes there. The committee are very mindful that, and very respectful to our members. We want to, as far as that's concerned, we want to try and make it as business as usual, you know, no big upsets there, because at the end of the day, as we've said and Shane says it, the club belongs to the members, and that's the bottom line, and that's it.
Julia, thank you so much for speaking with us today on the Slovenian program, SBS Radio. Some exciting times ahead, that's for sure, for the Slovenian Association Melbourne. This year entering its 63rd year in existence.
Correct.
And we wish you and the committee all the very best in all your endeavours, and that we'll see as many people as possible visiting the association, particularly now that these new functions are going to be held. Thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and I hope to see the listeners anytime. During whenever, just come up. Happy to see you. Come and talk. I talk too much.
And that's why we can hear you've got a sore throat now. You probably chatted a lot on Sunday, and we hope you recover quickly.
Thank you, Lenti, and I apologise again if you didn't understand me, but thank you so much for your well wishes, and hope to see you soon.
All the very best. Thank you once again.
Thank you.